Our theme this morning is a calm and quiet soul. What images arise in your mind? You've had practice at this. Perhaps a place far from the crowds that fill our fair city this Pride weekend. Perhaps a lake as yet undiscovered by any tourist agent. Or perhaps a childhood haunt, a tree limb just right for sitting. My brother is a more active sort. He would imagine himself on his bike, out in West Marin, pedaling like mad, but full of peace within. Diana Eck wrote a book some 20 years ago called Encountering God, with the subtitle A Spiritual Journey from Bozeman to Benares. The journey in her title takes her from one of our least populated states, Montana, to one of the most densely populated countries in the world, India. Given that title, it would appear that the number of people around us is not the final qualifier when describing our experience of God. Those who write about religion and spirituality frequently use journey to describe our progress through life. Eck insists that all spirituality requires a journey inward, that all outward religious practice is tied to the inward journey, if they are to be life-giving. She also reminds those of us who may want a more politically active response to God's presence in our lives that all public acts of witness must be anchored within, or they will deteriorate into something other than righteousness. The inward journey, which attends to the calm and quiet soul, opens a path to spiritual power and anchors that power in God's Spirit rather than in human pride. Without that lively sense of submission to God, our sense of personal power too often runs amok. If you need to be reminded how that might happen, just read the newspapers, which describe the latest fall from grace of one of our political leaders. Jesus' sermon to his disciples calls them back to a calm and quiet soul in the midst of their worries about food. As we live into the current economic changes within the world today, Jesus preaches into our own condition. Do not worry. Jesus repeats three times. Do not worry about your life. Do not worry about what you will eat, what you will wear. Do not worry about tomorrow. Journey inward into your soul. Meet your God there and remember, God created this world and sustains it, renews it season by season. There will be food. There will be clothing. Jesus demonstrated this truth when he fed large crowds. We experience the truth of Jesus' teaching every time we share communion with one another. There is always enough. Those who study such things tell us that even today the earth produces sufficient food to feed all 6 billion of us if we would but share rather than hoard in our worry about tomorrow. What happens when we journey inward, commune with God in our soul? Now, Glenda Hope was supposed to be standing here with you this morning. She is a dear friend of mine who has been a minister in the Tenderloin for over 30 years. But her health is not the greatest, and she was unable to come, and so I am here. And I do hope you will hear Glenda preach one day. She would tell you stories out of her ministry there in the Tenderloin. She would tell you about the women who come to Safe House, a transition housing ministry for women who want to leave the life of prostitution. The journey of such a woman most often begins in the deepest pain, sexual abuse as a child. The average age of a woman to enter the life of prostitution is 14. I remember my own work as a social worker in Cleveland some 20 years ago. My job was to help women who had been stuck on welfare a long time find a way to get out of the poverty pit. I remember one woman, Anita, who had trouble paying her rent. The landlord told her he could make an arrangement with her. She wouldn't need to pay all the money. Another woman, Janice, lived in the projects on the west side of the Cuyahoga River. She had no man to protect her, not even one who visited from time to time. A maintenance man there made an arrangement with her. She asked me, "How else would I ever get repairs made in this place?" When violation of one's soul is a way of life, finding inner calm and quiet is a long journey indeed. "Do not worry" can seem a foolish thing for a preacher or a social worker to say. Yet, what is Jesus' message? Does Jesus ask us to leave the real world, deny the truth of our lives? No. Jesus asks us to sink our roots deep into the truth of our pain, to discover that God holds all our pain, every last bit of it. When violation has occurred, to be silent is next to impossible, and yet silence is the path. God's love is the healing ointment our souls require. Our souls and bodies are one, and both are held by God. The path to healing our troubled spirits leads us into silence, to the calm and quiet, through the brambles of fear and anxiety, guilt and anger, and despondency. This journey is not for the faint of heart, but it is the path that grows a strong courage within, one day at a time. I remember Kate, another of the Cleveland women. Kate was married, but that had its own problems. Her husband, Joe, drank a lot. Kate was very bright and had a deep relationship with Mary, the mother of God. When Kate birthed her second child, she had such a difficult delivery, she thought she would die. Mary appeared to her, she told me. Mary told her she would make it. That image, Mary's presence, was Kate's touchstone. When troubles threatened an eviction notice, another phone call from the school principal about her older son, or Joe arriving drunk with a gun, Kate gathered her strength by remembering Mary, touching the medal that she wore, making contact with the calm and quiet soul within herself. In that strength, she took herself to Cleveland State University. Kate kept putting one foot in front of the other in her journey toward liberation. She was able to begin that walk because she first found the way inward. Her strength to walk came from the peace, the calm, and the quiet place within. Our culture has not, in the past, given much credence to the deeply spiritual path. We tend to be an activist nation. Our current economic woes may awaken us to a more balanced way of life. I was amazed to learn that my older brother, the bike rider, has taken up yoga at the age of 67. Diana Eck quotes from many Christian pastors and missionaries who have discovered that the East has much to teach all of us about prayer, about the journey inward, the path to the calm and quiet soul. Yves Regin, a Jesuit priest who taught for years in Taiwan, writes this: "From Zen practice, I learned not to search for a God on high, a transcendent God, but I turned towards my inner being, facing my human nature. Since my human nature is God's image, I simply wait for this image to manifest itself to me." Long ago, a leader in my own Presbyterian tradition, John Calvin, you may have heard of him, wrote that in knowing God, each of us also knows himself. And I would add, herself. Calvin really wanted this inward journey to be quite rational. In contrast, Regin writes, "No thinking could make me realize the inner mystery of mine. I could not rely on any thought, any desire, to reach this presence of God in me. When I was told not to think, not to rely on anything, I was a little disturbed. I was not allowed to think of Christ. Then I realized, after some years, that the last step of the gospel was not to follow Christ or to imitate Christ. These are necessary steps, but the last step of the gospel is taken when Christ says, 'It is good for you that I go.' In fact, it is the practice of Zen which helped me to understand that the final step is not to follow Christ or to imitate him, but to be animated by him because he lives in us." God is our breath. We breathe in God, we breathe out Spirit. Life in us is life in God. No violation can touch that truth. When we are lost in the brambles, God's invitation comes again. We are invited to still ourselves, to breathe, to be. in the calm and the quiet, God's love encircles all our pain, holds all the truth there is, stills our breathing into calmness. We can pray once more from that place within, the place where we know that worry is no answer at all. Worry is truly a waste of time. In the calm and the quiet soul, gratitude fills all our time. Gratitude for life in all its fullness. Amen. Thank you.